This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Sometimes I'm just increasingly convinced we're living in the Matrix, guys. Like the American Public Health Association, biggest representative of public health in the country, thousands of members, has their annual conference. And Dr. Leanna Wen, who is a Harvard graduate, emergency physician, Rhodes Scholar, immigrant female from Shanghai, like all the cred is there. Correspondent for CNN and all these things, have been very prominent, former Baltimore Health Commissioner, former head of Planned Parenthood. And there's a cancellation campaign, 629 at this last check signatures on a letter that reads like, as David Zweig said in the Boston Globe, a parody of woke righteous indignation. They want to cancel her. She's speaking on a panel this fall at this big meeting, 12,000 people can attend, on backlash against public health. And they want to deplatform her, literally deplatform her. It says it in the letter. They want to cancel her because she's probably getting paid something to come to this thing and talk, I assume, maybe not. But either way, they want her silenced. Why? If you look at the letter, and this is 629 medical students, academics, MPHs, Master of Public Health, a few MDs here and there, all kind of associated with public health for the most part. They say, through her platform on news outlets and social media, Dr. Wen has promoted unscientific, unsafe, ableist, fatphobic, and unethical practices during COVID-19. Okay, so what were these practices? By the way, I disagree with almost everything Leanna Wen said in the early pandemic. She wanted to close schools. She wanted to punish people who weren't vaccinated. She thought they shouldn't be able to live normal lives, basically, that we should really enforce mandates and so on and so forth. And I disagreed. Those are policy decisions based on looking at the same data, and reasonable people can disagree, right? So these were the things that she apparently promoted. So, the unsafe idea that kids could go back to school following CDC guidelines, which say you don't necessarily need a mask, you don't need to quarantine and do these little cohorts, you don't need to social distance anymore. Why? Because the majority of children are immune to COVID, meaning they've developed immunity from natural infection or vaccination. They now have options to vaccinate if parents are concerned, if kids are concerned, and masking can be optional. In other words, it's gotten to the point of the pandemic where individual choice, which is, by the way, anathema to public health. Like, public health seems, these people who've written this letter say this is not public health. Public health is never about individual choice. It's about doing the most good for the most people. Okay, so let's go into that. So how did Leanna Wen, who is the darling of public health, fall from grace and get canceled by her own tribe? She says, so they say she's ableist. And she's ableist because she says, guess what? After you've been vaccinated, you can return to normal life. How is that ableist? Well, heaven forbid, if you're immunocompromised or disabled and you can't return to normal life because you're still at high risk, everyone else returning to normal life apparently screws you, according to people who wrote the letter. Is that really true? When you have in your control an N95 mask, if you want to wear it, you can avoid big crowds, you can do those things. And what happens when you tell the rest of the population you can't do those things to protect this vulnerable population, many of whom have actually said, you know what? We're not so much about risk aversion. We're more about trying to live our lives too. So we're okay with the risk calculation. Not all disabled and immunocompromised people want everyone to stay locked in their houses wearing N95 masks forever. But the people who wrote this letter apparently believe that they do. So Leanna Wen dared to say, oh, shucks, you know, maybe there's trade-offs. Maybe there's policy trade-offs, because what would you like to do? Continue to wear masks until what point? Stop indoor dining, stop large gatherings for how long, to protect how many people, and what's the cost of that? Well, that gets to the other thing. They said she dared to say that learning loss is a threat to children, meaning go back to school. And later in the letter, they said, you know what? She thinks learning loss is a fate worse than death because, you know, 1,000 some kids have died of COVID, which is a tragedy. But, well, is it a fate worse than death when wealth and education are correlated and wealth and health are correlated, meaning they're not two? If you continue to be poorly educated, poor, economically deprived, you're more likely to die, especially racial and socioeconomic groups that are underrepresented. So I don't think she believes that at all. And I think the public health people who wrote this letter need to pull their heads out of their asses. Like, what are they? I mean, now I'm getting all agitated. I shouldn't. I wanted to be calm during this. All right, I'll get back to business. There was just a piece out about how national test scores in nine-year-olds have declined in reading and math, erasing two decades of progress since 2020 to 2022. I wonder what could explain that. Could it be the stupid ass social policy of shutting schools, which was turned out to be a terrible mistake? European countries didn't do it. They could have been open safely. And who did it affect? Well, the worst affected were people who were already struggling and people in lower socioeconomic and racial minorities. So the people who are already the victims of a gap in education got worse. And the same woke, righteous people who are signing this cancellation, this mob, basically, this witch hunt because they're butthurt that she violated the tribal agreement that you're going to click these ideological boxes and say these things about safety and ableism and eugenics, which, by the way, they also accused her of being a eugenicist.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's insane. And then we wonder, why do Americans increasingly distrust public health when there are so many good people in public health doing amazingly important work, and we've set back their cause by decades by listening to the woke, lunatic mob, the minority within American Public Health Association, who have signed this letter. Read the list of names of who've signed this letter. And these are people, they're legitimate, like academics and stuff, some of them. And they signed this letter. And there are a lot of people in public health who are actually outraged by this. They're like, this is ridiculous. You would cancel. This is what they call open debate. You need different ideas. And she's actually expressing what mainstream Americans feel about this. So what else did they say? Dr. Wen suggested that infection should be accepted as the new normal. Oh my God. Why would she say that when infection is often going to be inevitable? Given the vaccines don't prevent infection, they prevent severe disease and death, which is great. What happened during Omicron? Like 90% of kids have been exposed at some point by now to COVID. It is the new normal. It is inevitable. Are they deluding themselves? Are they in complete denial? Or are they just so politically captured by this ideology that safetyism has to be extended to its absolute maximum? And the truth is, this is harmful because there are trade-offs. It's not just this, it's this. Look at the test scores in kids. Now you could say, well, test scores don't mean anything. It's really about outcomes and this and that. Okay, so look at the outcomes. The other thing they crapped on her for was because she led Planned Parenthood and now abortion is no longer constitutionally or no longer protected by Supreme Court, somehow she's to blame for this. And she was fired for, you know, her abuse of staff and this and that. And basically the subtext is she wanted to make abortion a medical issue, which it is, and not focus so much on the political issue of abortion. Now, you could argue as a tactic that may not have succeeded, right? But how well did the politicians who were advocating for abortion rights and right to choose, how well did they succeed? How effective was that political approach? Not effective. So Leanna Wen was actually saying, you know what? There are a lot of people who feel this way and that way. It's a medical issue. Let's treat it as a medical issue. Planned Parenthood does other things than abortion. Let's talk about all these things. I don't know that I disagree with that. But they attacked her in this letter for that. What else did they say? Oh, it's great, man. Her repeated statements are antagonistic and diminish the hard work of APHA members. All right, let's see what was antagonistic. She did a Washington Post op-ed that said, instead of defund the police, imagine a broader role for them in public health. No, don't defund the police. That is antagonistic to the work, the tireless work of APHA public health members. Says who? Are you kidding me? Guys, this is a joke. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. There are so many wonderful public health workers and people out there, doctors and MPHs and administrators who are doing wonderful work, and they don't believe any of this shit. They don't believe any of the shit that the people in the letter are writing. Now, here's the best news. The APHA was like, oh, let's see this letter, 629 people. Yeah, can you hear this? Let me turn it up for you. Healthy debate is important. She's on a panel about backlash to public health. Could it be that there's backlash to public health because of the way you people writing the letter are behaving? Because rational, alt-middle, sensible people who combine science, sense, and policy can see things differently. Whereas you're a woke, righteous mob of lunatics. That's how you come off. You're probably great people, but you come off this way and you're totally blind to it. You're totally blind. The whole letter is citing tweets. Like, that's their citations. These are public health people. You're going to cite tweets. I don't know, guys. I just don't know. I worry that the future, our future is dependent on us seeing through this kind of behavior. You may disagree with Leanna Wen. I actually do on a lot of things. But you can't disagree that she's qualified to talk about it, that she's a member of the org, that she's done a lot of work in this space, and that she'd be to deplatform her is to silence her speech that's actually worth hearing. If you disagree, go and talk about it. Go and debate her. That's it. I don't know, man. I just feel like we are insane and we're hived off into these political hive minds. Like, this is a very lefty left thing. The right does crazy shit too. Don't get me wrong, right? We've talked about that. Like, snort some ivermectin, guys. Like, they all have their badges of religiosity, all of them. But that this infects academia preferentially, and these are the people we're supposed to trust with public health, and we don't anymore, and they don't deserve our trust when they behave like this. So, let's wake up. Subscribe to the channel, share the video, crush that like button. I love you guys. Please, let's just get some sense here. And we are out. Peace. Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors, because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice, because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters, and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.